Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code and Tenderfoot TV present Bloodthirsty Hearts, starring Victoria Morales, Sophia Bryant, Gus Burney, Savon Alira Rose, and Cheyenne Haynes, created by George V. Ganim. Episode 8. Give 'em Hell.
Did you miss us?
We thought you and Blake were goners. We thought we were goners.
Yeah, it was touch and go there for a minute. The Strigalas are all out in the city destroying shit and nobody even knows it.
We were wondering where all the Strigalas went.
We even ran into some cops, but when we tried to tell them what was going on, they laughed in our faces.
Which is ironic, because I'm pretty sure their faces got torn off.
Seriously?
How did you guys get back in?
Well, it was an extremely nuanced and well thought out plan.
You drove your car through the loading dock gate and pried the back door open with a crowbar?
Extremely nuanced.
And lucky. We could smell your piss the moment we walked in.
Well, I can't believe you guys came back for us.
We were always coming back.
We were never gonna leave you guys behind. Especially not when we have a plan to save Denny and the world.
Wait. Sorry, Blake. I'm gonna let you finish because that sounds important.
Most plans to save the world are.
But Susu, I need to tell you something. When you went up to the roof and never came back down, I thought, wow, the last words spoken to my best friend in the whole wide world were, Skyline Chili is stupid, followed by a lot of crap I shouldn't have kept from you.
You kept that stuff from me for a good reason, Aaron. I was so damn stubborn and selfish, I never thought to listen to you, to ask what you wanted. Now I know I was, like, manipulating you, bullying you. If Skyline Chili is stupid, then I was being so Skyline Chili. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. I never want to fight with you again.
Me neither.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, bring it in for the real thing.
I'm sorry for everything.
We're all sorry.
I love you all so much.
Oh my god, Denny. Shit, sorry. Susu, let me see your duffel bag.
Wait, you know the serum's missing ingredients? How?
Agnes Lipa.
No.
Are you serious?
No way.
Blake, is Susu serious?
Susu did some mental gymnastics to figure out where she lived and—
You see, Agnes bought her house using an LLC and—
Mental gymnastics, Susu.
Right.
So it's tears?
Garlic.
And this.
Yuck!
Sweet.
A Strigala claw?
It's blood, specifically, but yeah. Blake beat its head in and chopped this thing off.
Blake?
Yeah. She saved me.
I mean, Susu did just take out that Strigala over there before it attacked you guys. She's just as much of a badass as I am.
Well, let me be the first to welcome both of your fine asses to the Killer Club. So far, we've killed 3 Strigalas and 1 Timothy Kent.
Nah, Kent's just knocked out.
His face looks a lot weirder up close, doesn't it?
He did just take a bat to the dome. Shit! Denny. Again, so sorry. Okay, focus, everybody. Tears in the Tupperware, virgin or not.
Blake, can I see the bat and some of that garlic?
And here's some blood.
And now we mix it all up. Voila! A fresh batch of anti-Strigala serum. Hold Denny still.
Come on, Denny. Time for your medicine.
Whoa, she's a feisty little baby.
Hold still, Denny. This is for your own good. bad smell.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Denny. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Timofey's away.
Whoa.
Damn, Aaron.
This lab was crazier than the last one.
Oh man, I want to kill something.
You just might get your chance, Denny.
How?
The plan has a phase two. Kill Zapharos.
How are we gonna do that?
We make borscht.
Borscht?
Borscht.
The hell is borscht?
Borscht is with beets?
You bet your sweet booty.
Why borscht?
The beasts go bananas for borscht.
We use the borscht to lure Zapharos and the rest of the Strigalas into one place.
The main ballroom.
Exactly. We lure them into the ballroom on account of all the windows and curtains up top near the rafters. When the monsters are busy slurping up the borscht and the sun is up, boom.
Let there be light.
We're gonna kill Zapharos?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, guys. We all just became friends again. Feels like a good time to call it.
We don't even have the ingredients we need.
Oh, we got all that too. Beets, cabbage, everything. These duffel bags are friggin' huge.
We also brought walkie-talkies and a couple more bats.
And a few campfire grill racks and starter logs we can use to boil the borscht broth. Those we left back in the car.
We all know tonight's been hell. We've seen more people get torn into shreds than all of the Saw movies combined. We've crawled through air ducts, stabbed Strigalas, survived bites, and ended the strange lives of two of America's most beloved actors. And some way, somehow, we're the only BTH convention goers still standing.
Damn.
We're playing with house money now. So whether you guys want to call it quits and go home, or cook this borscht and try to kill Zapharos, we make the decision together.
Well, like I always say, we're all gonna die at some point.
Might as well go out together.
Aaron?
I'm in, but we won't be needing the starter logs and grill racks.
Really?
The concession stand.
Man, you guys got enough ingredients to feed a village.
I think that's the point.
You guys really had a feast in here, didn't you?
That pile of half-eaten hot dogs and churros was here.
It was ours. Wait it all. I have no shame.
And that's my puke right over there.
Great job, Denny. Really, top-notch up truck.
Thanks.
All right, guys. We have a little over an hour before sunrise, so let's get to cooking.
Cooking some veggies, yeah, yeah. To lure some monsters, yeah, 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 yeah. Don't wanna die, no, no. I'd rather live my life, oh yeah.
Ugh, not good.
Terrible.
While Aaron chops beets, I'm dropping beets.
Rough.
Susu boils cabbage while unpacking baggage with Blake. That's right, I'm losing the beat, so back to the chorus. We're cooking some veggies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To lure some monsters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't wanna die, no, no.
Oh, no.
Rather live my life.
Oh, oh yeah.
Whoa.
Damn, Joy.
I know.
This may sound biased, but I think that was like really good.
All right, everybody. Borscht goes in the bins. Bins go on the dollies. Don't forget your walkies or your bats. Chop, chop.
I like this new Aaron.
Okay. Guess I should head up top.
Good luck, Blake.
Yeah. Good luck.
You too.
Blake? Can I talk to you for a second over here? I wanted to say, if this plan...
Our plan, Susu. And it's gonna work. It has to.
Right. Okay.
Plus, did you not see the moon tonight?
Full moon.
Uh-huh. And when the moon is full and the crows stop crowing, it can only mean one thing.
It's Strigala slaying time!
You remembered your lines.
I have you to thank for that.
But, what I was trying to get the guts to say was, when we make it out of here, would you want to...
Sound it out.
Would you want to go out?
The power's back!
Shit.
What?
The fans and AC are back on, which means the ventilation is pushing the air and smells outside again. Which means the...
battle stations.
Okay. One final jest before sunrise. What's the difference between hungry and horny? Where you stick the recently severed femur? Huh? What is that?
Okay, Blake, we're in position.
I see you.
Dump the borscht on three. One, two. Dump it!
Hey!
Oh shit!
Come on.
Anyone have eyes on Zafaros?
No.
Me neither.
Where the hell is he?
Zafaros.
Hey guys, I got eyes on Zafaros.
Yeah, Danny?
I'll do.
Make way, lowborns. Daddy's hungry.
Ew, Daddy.
Move!
Blake?
Not yet. Now? Wait. Now, Phil.
Wait, what's happening? Blake's walkie's cutting out.
Nap. Lock. Board. What did she say?
Blake, we can't hear you. Are we good?
What do we do?
Is she saying no?
No? Do we abort the mission?
Blake, we need you to repeat.
We're screwed.
Oh, no.
Rude.
Come on, Blake. Blake!
Lock them in!
Humans?
Hi, Zafaros.
Do I know you?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
We're here to stop you from taking over the world, bitch!
No.
No?
But I really want to take over the world.
This isn't up for debate.
Sounds like there's some wiggle room.
Well, there's not.
We're pretty sure we want to kill you.
Pretty sure. I sense a lack of conviction.
Okay.
Here, allow me to demonstrate. I'm pretty sure we should kill those girls. And then there's... Blackover! Kill them!
Pull the curtains, Blake!
Ah!
put this on my college application.
I can't believe it!
What in the actual and literal hell?
What? How is this possible?
Did it work? Are we heroes? Holy mother! What is Zafaro still doing alive?
I have survived for hundreds of years. You think I can't handle a little sun?
I mean, you are on fire.
You fools. I have withstood war and persecution, plague and natural disaster. The Macarena.
The heck is the Macarena?
No, I believe it's a type of pasta.
After all I've endured, after everything and everyone I've conquered, you five menial, miniature runts think you can defeat me.
Did you just call us the C word?
What?
Aaron, did you hear that? Did he?
I think he did.
He totally said the C word.
I did no such thing. I said runt.
There he goes again.
He can't stop saying it.
You know what? Where's my bat? I'm gonna bash his flambéed face in for my second kill.
No, Denny, wait.
Eat, steal, grape, Suzette. Oh, shit.
Denny!
Ouch.
Is that your best shot?
Let's get him.
I'm okay.
Freedom!
Four down, one to go.
That's it, Zafaros. Your shit has gone on long enough. I'm talking, bitch. You've ruined what was supposed to be one of the greatest days of my life. You brought an entire franchise down. You murdered thousands of people, terrorized our city. All 'cause what? You got your feelings hurt over some movie?
That is no—
Cry me a friggin' river! You're like 200 years old and you still need to grow the F up! The world revolves around the sun, not you, you selfish prick. And I should know. I was so self-absorbed, I didn't even realize I was pushing my best friends away. But they've forgiven me. And I'm not alone anymore. Can't say the same about you.
Are you finished? Because I'm on fire, and I'd still like to rip your head off, dip it in some borscht, and bite into it like an overstuffed dumpling before I turn to stone.
Yep. I'm all set.
Good. Now, come here! Susu, huh? Name so nice, they named you twice. Get up, Susan, and fight me. No? I do believe she's given up. Don't worry. I've been told I'm a fast eater.
Oh, shit! Right in the heart!
The sword of Damocles? Agnes!
Agnes!
Agnes Leifa?
No friggin' way.
Hello, girls!
Agnes.
Zafi, darling.
What? Why?
You've been a very bad boy, Zafi.
I've always been bad.
Don't I know it? But this time, you've gone too far, sweetheart.
Wait, did they?
No. We'll always have those nights in my dorm room.
Were they just study buddies or something?
Those long, steamy nights. having sex.
Yep, got it now.
Goodbye, my love.
Agnes, you left your house for us?
It was simple, really. I thought to myself, what would Susu do?
Oh my god. Guys?
What, Blake?
Oh, that's a firefighter.
I think it's time to go, girl.
Come on.
Yeah, hurry. Yeah,
come on, let's go.
Been over 2 months since the tragic Cleveland Memorial Coliseum fire claimed the lives of thousands of Bloodthirsty Hearts fans, volunteers, vendors, and industry professionals on Halloween night, including movie stars Henley Hawkins and Timofey Kent. Investigators still have yet to determine the cause, and while state and local officials have reason to believe there may have been a correlation between the fire and the citywide blackout which led to a series of burglaries and the unspeakable murder of two Cleveland police officers, it's possible we'll truly never know what occurred that tragic night. But while most continue to search for answers into the new year, novelist Agnes Lipa and five Great Lakes Central High School seniors remain thankful in being the sole survivors.
I will never get used to you driving me to school, Erin.
Me neither. What about the vent, Susu? I have the heat blowing right where I want it.
I'm just not used to a car with functioning ventilation. Your parents really splurged.
Well, with the divorce and her near-death experience, they had what Google refers to as parental guilt.
I wish my parents had that. Terry's new thing is watching me sleep, while Lou's taking up karate lessons on YouTube in order to protect his, and I quote, familia.
Oh, Dad is so adorable and so non-threatening.
Probably why those Stragalas he mistook for trick-or-treaters didn't bother killing him.
Hey, Susu. Hey, Erin.
Hey!
Hi.
Susu! Erin!
Hi.
Hey. This is getting old.
Tell me about it.
Joy?
Hey, hey!
I'm sure Denny and Blake are used to this kind of attention, but...
This is way weirder.
Hey, Denny.
At least after winning states, the attention felt earned. But all this added praise for...
not dying in a quote-unquote fire? Yeah, it's weird. Hey, Blake. You guys are really cutting it close today. First bell already rang.
You realize the one good thing that came out of this entire situation is that no teacher will ever punish us for petty shit like tardiness again, right?
I can think of one more good thing. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Susu, Blake, get a room. Nay, multiple rooms.
Go nuts. Get a penthouse.
Are we still on for tonight? Pizza and a movie at Blake's house?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And what should we watch?
What about Bloodthirst?
Shut your butt, Susu.
Oh, hell.
There's my mask.
Please tell me she's kidding.
Bloodthirsty Hearts stars Victoria Morales as Susu, Sophia Bryant as Blake, Gus Burney as Erin, Savon Alira Rose as Joy, Cheyenne Haynes as Denny, with Ezra Buzzington as Zafaros, Naomi Grossman as Agnes Lipa. Additional performances by Josh Pathcheck, Chris Pencell, Jeffrey James, Annie Toe, Lisa Kim. Created and written by George V. Ganim. Directed by Sam Beasley. Executive produced by Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, Donald Albright, Kane Lindsay, and George V. Ganim. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson and Brian Kessley. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Scott Mankey. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and Ben Milchev. Additional engineering by David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tatasciore. Musical performances by Isaiah Gage and Will Tendy. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisors, Aaron Sauerland and Arlo Thompson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Paolo Wolfsdorf. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Devin Hennessy. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Bloodthirsty Hearts is a Q Code and Tenderfoot TV production.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking betrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.